the matter? Showtime!
Recommend contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Twitter and Instagram, you can follow us there. It's Joe McKenzie. And you can call in anytime at 833-563-2539. So glad you're here this morning. We got a lot to get to, so make sure you hang out with us. Looking forward to getting into Song of the Day. It's a throwback Thursday, so you know you're going to hear something good. Porkchop, I'm wondering, did anybody reach out to you yesterday? You were pretty upset about losing. McKenzie loses, but she's graceful about it. But did you get any suggestions? You don't have to tell me what your song is, but...
Yeah, a couple people did reach out to me, but someone was like, oh, Porkchop, you have to play this song. Ironically, Joe, it's the one you picked.
Oh, that sucks. I mean, obviously it was a good choice. Okay, also this morning, McKenzie, we're getting into group therapy, and sounds like Maddie is kind of fed up.
With her man, who is not sticking to his New Year's resolution. We'll tell you what the resolution is, and we got to help her out. She doesn't know what to do.
I feel like everybody could probably be involved with that somehow, some way.
Right?
And good morning to Liv the Web Girl. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I am drinking this new drink that I am having for the first time, and I just feel like it's really doing wonders for me right now. It's
ooh,
like a
do
plant,
tell.
It's a plant protein based drink, and so it's dairy free, non-GMO, soy free, and it has a ton of protein in it to keep you full. And also, it's a cold brew coffee, so it has 110 milligrams of caffeine.
What brand is it?
It's called Koya.
Oh,
or something.
Nice. Okay.
I don't know.
I love trying new things.
You need to try this because it's so delicious. And it's like, it has 18 grams of protein. That's insane amount of protein and only 190 calories.
Nice.
Not
too much sugar.
Made me want to work out.
Yeah, sounds disgusting.
Get my pump on. Swole.
It's excellent.
I like how Chop says that sounds disgusting when he had, what did he have for breakfast yesterday? Cupcakes, like Little Debbie.
Yes.
What do you mean? That sounds delicious.
There's only 4 grams of sugar.
Wow. Okay. I definitely would love to try that.
All right. How was your day yesterday, McKenzie?
It was good. It was busy. I had to go and basically it was just like go, go, go. Picked up my little girl from school. We got a lot of stuff done. We had some fun. It's like a blur of what I actually did. I still had to unpack from Los Angeles. So I did that, laundry, all the home things. And then her babysitter's actually going down south. So then we picked everything up and spent the night at my parents' house.
That sounds fun.
And that's hilarious because they are like night owls. I was like, oh, we can never sleep there because they're like watching movies, they're laughing, they're cocktailing. I mean, they're really living it up over there. Like my parents.
I want to fast forward and be like in my 60s. I swear on my life, be in my late 50s and early 60s. My parents are living
their
best life.
They're like, we're going to go, like every year they go on spring break to like Cabo with their friends. They were downstairs. They were eating when we got there at 8:30, like eating dinner. And it was just like, they're like,
wait a minute, don't they know the early bird starts at 4?
No,
they're
like the opposite of that. It's hilarious.
I swear, there's like a new age of like, you know, I don't want to say old people because my parents would be very offended, but like
older
people, and they are like living their best life. My parents travel so much. They eat dinner like late. They stay up. They like watch movies. They watch late night. They watch like sports. It's crazy.
My Lucy's like, well, they just keep it down there.
You got to do what I do with Lindsay. Like, after I got a headset, like, to play Call of Duty, like, with Pork Chop, my buddy Chad, you can do it so you don't have your TV sound on, but you can hear it right through there. They just got to, you got to give, like, a little gamer headset. So that
That's,
way,
like, hard to sleep, though.
No, for them. For them. Oh. You're fine. They can have their eardrums bleeding from the noise, and they won't, you won't even hear a thing.
And if you're wondering, like, why spend the night there, it's because I don't want my little girl to have to get up at, like, 3:30 in the morning so she can go to school and, you know,
but
you
think
do
of how productive she could be. She'd be top of the class.
That's true.
All right, Chaps, how was your day yesterday?
It was good, except I almost wanted to throw my Xbox out the window yesterday.
Uh-oh.
What?
Then give it to Mackenzie so she can use it for her parents.
No, so it was like 3 o'clock, and I got home, and I turned on my Xbox, and I noticed I had to do an update for Call of Duty. And it was like a one-hour update.
So 1 hour?
I was, like, okay, no big deal. I'll let it update, take a nap, and then just play when I wake up. So I wake up. And then, like, it's still not working. So I'm like, oh, okay, I just have to reset it. So I reset it, turn it back on, still not working.
Like, it's still uploading?
Like, no, it was. I took pictures of the error messages just in case.
Oh, like the internet wasn't connecting
or
something?
No, actually, the internet was fine. It was just all these error messages, like, you are missing one or more multiplayer DLC packs. Please download and install. Then I installed it, and it's like, you don't have it. Then it said, we couldn't get your latest data. Oh, my gosh. It said, your data is corrupt or didn't download properly. You must reset your rank and unlocks to continue. Do you know what that means, Liv?
I don't know what
that means.
That means
anything you've gained in the game so far, you're going to lose.
Yeah, and I'm level 77.
But there's like 400 levels.
No, there's 155.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I could just see you. Yeah, just absolutely freaking out.
Literally 9 o'clock at night. So I've been working on this for like 6 hours. I'm like, all right,
I think this is it.
So I reset it, start it back up, and there's Joe. He's on, and he's like, finally, Chops, where you been? And Joe, you did terrible last night. But anyways.
Oh, dang. Shots fired.
Well, thank you.
Literally.
Miss Sassy Pants, I appreciate it. Pork Chop, though, like, once again, I've been recording him when we play Xbox. And his
Good, please.
My voice?
And his reaction when he heard, like, his ranks were deleted. He's like, no, please. I'm never going to get tired of hitting that. That's the best audio.
I actually think it's cute. Like, you guys are little boys when it comes to this. It's pretty cute.
Oh, I know my wife's pissed that my mother-in-law got me that game because it is so fun to hang out just with your buddies. And girls do it too, gaming. And we do it for an hour or two when we can. Sometimes we can't even play. But it's so fun to catch up and communicate. The game's just kind of like the background.
It's so good to just catch up. I swear every single day you guys talk about playing Call of Duty, and most of the times it's more than just an hour catching up with your pal.
We literally played for 30 minutes last night.
That's it? Because it's 6 hours.
It took 6 hours to update. You spent 6 hours of your life working on it.
I napped in between.
Man, if only you'd spend 6 hours on the show.
I'm busy looking up Call of Duty stuff.
So I got to upgrade my gun and my class.
Dang.
All right, Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Oh, Jessica Simpson revealing addiction and just how she told Nick Lachey she wanted a divorce. And Jesse Metcalf busted. Cheater, cheater.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Okay, honey, yes. It is tea time. Let's get to Halsey, who will be performing this weekend on SNL.
I'll be performing You Should Be Sad, which is my
beautiful
country hoedown kind of song. Yeah, and then I'll be doing another song, and I'll be playing guitar, and the whole thing's going to be live, and I've never done a TV performance like that before, so it's going to be very special.
I don't think I've ever seen Halsey play guitar.
I'm whipping it out.
Yes, she is.
Can we save that? Yeah.
Hey. I can't wait for that. I think she's going to sound amazing live. That'll be her first time. That's really cool. And I love this. She did some lyrics with a New Jersey accent to Graveyard.
All my songs sound hilarious in a Jersey accent. Like, Graveyard is, oh, because I keep digging myself down deeper. I won't stop till I get where you are. I keep running when both my feet hurt. I won't stop till I get where you are.
She reminds me of that character from Orange is the New Black that's from there. It's so funny.
Is that accurate, Pork Chop? Because he's from New Jersey, would you say?
Yeah, that's kind of accurate. I mean, like, in New Jersey, the AU sound, like, for instance, You don't say autumn, you say autumn.
Autumn.
You don't say call, you say call. You don't say office.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. I like to play in the autumn.
Me and my boy play Call of Duty.
I think I got this.
You don't say sauce, you say sauce.
Sauce.
It best is sauce. Oh, you got the sauce on my Xbox controller.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Good job.
Mamma mia. Oh, man, where's the meatballs?
We got this. Yeah.
Send me the jersey. Let's do the show from there.
Well, the Joe Bros gearing up for a big Grammy weekend. And here they're kind of giving us a little tease of their performance.
We have a very special performance lined up. We don't want to give anything away, but we're playing the new song that just came out. And then we're doing something else, which I don't think anyone's going to expect.
Oh,
tease.
That is a nice tease.
Oh, yes. Oh, I can't wait to watch them this Sunday night. The Grammys are going down in Los Angeles. And they were also talking about how they feel so good to be reunited. And they love when Kevin has more babies because they gain fans. So that's, you know, one way to do it for sure. Ooh, this is very, very juicy. Has anyone seen John Tucker Must Die?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it, no.
Oh, my gosh. That's one of my favorite movies
of all time. Jesse Metcalf. He was also, like, in Desperate Housewives. He's in a lot of things. He's a very, very attractive actor. Well, he was busted. He was seen hugging not one, but two and other women. One was, like, a model, cozy, canoodling, almost making out outside a restaurant. Another one, he was leaning up against a car, making out with. The problem, he is engaged. Okay, so this just broke. The paparazzi pretty much just outed him. And here he is with his fiance, Kara Santana, a little earlier.
Jesse never has bad breath. It's so annoying.
Really?
Ever.
I bet I do right now.
Nope.
Well, you know why? It's because he's got to make sure that breath is clean when he's making out with other people.
The paparazzi snapped him with a model named Livia and then an actress the same day. And he was in the same clothes, an actress named Jade. And so his fiance, as you can imagine, has given him his walking papers. She has dumped him. Now, his fiance is best friends with Olivia Culpo. So she is also taking to social media saying, cheater, cheater, shame on you. And this dude is done.
Well, good luck finding a guy with good breath. He's going to let him walk away just because he made out with a few random people.
Jessica Simpson. Whoa, she is just coming out with it. She has a new memoir, and in it, she is spilling all the details about her divorce with Nick Lachey and John Mayer, big breakup details. Now, she was famous, you know, for singing, but of course, Newlywed was everything on MTV, and here's the famous scene of she and Nick Lachey.
Is this chicken what I have, or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken. By the sea. Is that stupid? What? Don't make fun of me right now. I'm not in the mood.
You act like you've never had tuna before.
So wow. I almost forgot about that moment.
Yes. And then she also goes on to talk about John Mayer when they dated. And she said she relied on pills pretty much and alcohol the entire time. And then he went and gave this racy interview about how her body, she was like sexual napalm. And here's her talking about that.
I was so disappointed in him. It made me so sad. And it was really discouraging because that's not the John that I knew.
Also in the new book, she reveals that she was sexually abused as a child, and that's why she turned to substance abuse later that nearly killed her. So she's never been public about any of this, but now, of course, she has her new memoir coming out. It's called Open Book. It'll be released February 4th, and also she'll be releasing 6 new songs telling her story.
Ooh, I look forward to some new music. You know what? We should have like a Song of the Day category one day where all it is Jessica Simpson songs. Okay, I don't know if there's that many, but I still like her music.
You know what was really sad, too? She said she took diet pills for over 20 years after Tommy Mottola, who was infamously married to Mariah Carey, said she was super fat, needed to lose weight.
Oh, you hear this all the time with like young up-and-coming, especially women. They're like, you know, you could really get there if you lost 5 or 10 pounds. And the fact that she did that for 20 years, the damage that had to have done.
Yeah.
It's so much pressure.
Jeez, that sucks.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
All right, I need you guys to wake up. I want to expand your mind here. I'm going to do a little geography quiz, okay? It's going to be Mackenzie versus Porkchop versus Liv. And if you're in your car, heading to work or school, whatever you're doing, you can play along too.
When you said expand our minds, I really thought we were going down another kind of hole.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm here for it.
All right, it's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Seattle's King County is the first in the U.S. where residents will be able to vote via smartphones.
This is so interesting.
It's implementing smartphone voting for an upcoming Board of Supervisors election. So I'm not sure, even if this goes well, this will be something that will happen for the 2020 presidential election. But that's interesting.
So I love it because I feel like more people would vote because it's so dang convenient. Scary because of hackers and
everybody wants to complain about interference from other places. It's like, God, here's my personal opinion. It should be, when you vote for anything, it should be a day off. I know people have to do work, but you should vote. So there's no excuses.
That's true for lines or whatever. I remember we had mail-in ballots when I lived in Washington, and that was great. So we just got to mail it in. We did our votes. I mean, obviously, things can happen with that, too.
But, I mean, at least you try to be part of the process. So I like the idea, but as you brought up there, it's risky with the internet activity. There's spoof things. There's different links that can compromise with malware. And different things. So I don't know. I like the idea they're trying to make voting more accessible, but I guess we'll find out how it goes.
I think, though, it's really cool. I mean, imagine you could just, if there was like a voting app and we just, boop.
That'd be pretty
dope. Everybody could do it.
I guess I'll close out Hulu real quick.
Yeah.
This is something, if you got TikTok or your kid does, you might want to watch out. Officials in Massachusetts are alerting parents of what they say is a dangerous video trend on TikTok, which has led to multiple fire incidents in their state. Teens are recording themselves, and what they do is they slide a penny behind a phone charger that's kind of plugged into the wall. It's just partially plugged in to the outlet. When the coin hits the exposed metal prong, sparks start to shoot out of the outlet. It actually can cause electrical system damage and kind of almost burn the air. Area,
dumb.
Possible injury, and in some cases, Mackenzie, it's caused fires. One incident involving students at an academy who started the school on fire. Like, they were doing it at their school, just messing around because it was a TikTok thing. They're trying to do the challenge, and they burnt the school. Like, they caught it on fire. They're actually facing charges.
That is so dumb. I hate these things, these trends that start. It's like, remember the Kylie Jenner lip one? It wasn't on TikTok, but everyone's doing it like viral.
The bottle. Like the Tide Pod challenge, yeah, like all those so things.
Well,
like
I mean,
that.
The Tide Pod was tasty. I mean, let's not knock everything. Okay, sports related, this is kind of a big deal. New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning announced he's retiring after 16 seasons in the NFL. He actually holds every passing record in Giants history, and the dude won two Super Bowls in 2007 and 11. So it's pretty dope.
He is apparently like announcing officially, like having a press conference about it on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's going to cry, but like, it's time, man. It was time like probably 3 years ago.
Yeah, it kind of sucks how they took him out this year and didn't get to play. Like, that's no way you want to end your career. Okay, speaking, go ahead.
I was
going to
say, do you think he'll go into commentating?
I have not heard him. You know what amazes me is Tony Romo is one of the best commentators I've heard. And I'm like, why couldn't this guy do this when he's playing football? He sucked as a
No, he really does predict like every play that's about to happen. I don't think I see that for Eli.
Romo being like a TV personality, he's charming AF. And like, it's just everybody who plays ball is not going to be great on TV. Like, people think it's easy, but he has just got it. So I love Romo.
And he's dreamy. So hello.
Yes.
I'd love to have you throw me a pass in my end zone there. Area, that'd be great. Just touchdown. Then we've got something football related, and that involves Chiefs fans. And I don't know how we feel about this. This couple, they're getting married on Super Bowl Sunday.
The stage is set for Nikki Bailey and Robert Walkowiak's wedding, which happens to be on Super Bowl Sunday.
I've had a lot of people ask me if there's a crash list.
Please enjoy the hors d'oeuvres and the bar and the pregame and go Chiefs.
Yeah.
The wedding party will coincidentally be dressed for the occasion in burgundy red and black.
No words can describe how excited.
I have been waiting for this for 4 years.
From customized Arrowhead M&Ms and beverages to the Chiefs-themed light fixtures.
They can change colors or whatever, but now they're all going to be red.
Nikki made most of the decor.
This is kind of where it all started.
She says there's no better people to share the limelight with than the Chiefs.
I think I'm a little willing to take a backseat to them for the for the day.
I love sports, but I hate when people do weddings on big days like that. Do you guys care, or is that, that just bothers me.
I think if the wedding was on a big game and they, weren't watching it, but I don't think, I don't think anyone there is going to be mad that a wedding is on the Super Bowl because it's going to be all about the Super Bowl. Like, they're still going to be watching it. They're still going to see every touchdown, every game of play. Like, they're still, it's going to be centered around
it. It's kind of cool. It's like free drinks. I mean, when I got married, I did it on Valentine's Day, and everyone loved it because it was like a free date for your girl.
I was going to say.
Dancing, food on us all night. It was like, the dudes were like, thank you.
Yeah, you know what? I will agree with that one. That is genius. And finally, I don't know how people have the time. I'm just impressed also with the video skill. I put this up on Joe's Need to Know News, which you'll be able to see at joemckenzie.com. But there is a father who recorded the noises his baby son was making over the course of a year, and he used the sound. It's amazing when you hear this, to create a rendition of AC/DC's song Thunderstruck. So this is a beginning clip, kind of like from the song from AC/DC. Now, obviously, the baby's not saying thunder, but like the guitar you're hearing. And then this is his baby synced up. It's going to make your ears explode. It is so many video cuts. I know. I feel like I'm on drugs right now.
Is the dad a stay-at-home dad? I mean, how does he have all this time?
I think he is. You can see it at joemckenzie.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News.
That was really cool.
Coming up next, song of the day. It's a throwback Thursday. Save the number in your phone so you can vote. The number is 52140, and you'll be texting the word song to get your vote on after Senorita. Song of the day. Get ready to get your vote on by texting the word song to 52140. When you do that, it'll prompt you to vote for either me, Mackenzie, Liv, or producer Porkchop. Our category today is Throwback Thursday songs. Mackenzie, what do you have?
Okay, so this is a little slogan that we all should keep in mind. Never trust a big butt and a smile. And I say that because I'm going with Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison. It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love her. Wrong move, you're dead. That girl is yes, the only way you'll hear that today is by texting word song to 52140 and voting for me, Mackenzie B. Haven't won all year. Today would be amazing if it was the day.
What if you don't win at all in 2020? Not to forecast the future or set things out there for the world.
Well,
but
that would be a dang shame.
All right. All right. Well, if you want to vote for a song that everybody loves, regardless of your age, race, gender, creed, all those good stuff. And if you want to vote for a song that somebody suggested Porkchop should use because he's been complaining a lot about losing, then you're definitely going to vote for Tupac, California Love, because this is the best choice. California, yeah. That song came out in 1996 and it still bangs. That's your Throwback Thursday song. If you want to hear it, text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 and vote for me, Joe. It's letter A. Let's go on to producer Porkchop, see what he's working with.
All right, so I was talking to my boyfriend last night about this, and he's very confident that this one's going to win. I'm not too sure. But we'll see. I like the very beginning of it. So to hear the beginning of it, you'll have to vote for it because that's not the clip that I picked. So this one is Goodies by Sierra. I bet you want the goodies. Bet you thought about it. Got you all hyped and thought out. Make us a talk about it. Looking for the goodies. Keep on looking because they stay in the jar. Prove me wrong and prove him right. You can vote for me by texting SONG, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140, and vote for the letter D.
Liv the Web Girl, last but not least today for Throwback Thursday, what do you got?
I am actually throwing it like way, way back. This song just makes me happy. I love it. I'm shocked I haven't picked it sooner. And that is Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Okay, your choices are now available. Liv, what is your code?
So you can be a dancing queen if you text the word song to 52140. Vote for C.
All right, your recap. Mackenzie went with Poison by Belle DeVoe. How do you say it? Belle Viv? Belle Bib?
You don't know that?
I know Belle the song
Bib
Poison.
DeVoe.
Belle Bit. Belle Bottom. I really want to get it right so people get you.
Repeat after me, Belle.
Belle.
Biv.
Biv.
DeVoe.
Belle Biv DeVoe. I will not repeat that again. The song's called Poison for Mackenzie. You've got California Love. I picked that from Tupac. Sierra Goodies is what Porkchop doesn't think it'll win, but his boyfriend certainly does. And then Liv went with Dancing Queen by ABBA. You get to vote right now. Only get one vote, though, so make it count. Text song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. It will prompt you, and then you can choose A, B, C, or D for which song you want to hear after Maroon 5 Memories. Song of the day. Voting has now ended. Calculating begins. On Thursdays, we do Throwback Thursdays, and the category was packed with songs that all deserve a little airtime, but we can only play one because you get to vote on it. Let's recap what you had to choose. You could have went with Mackenzie's song with the group I Can't Really Say, but I'll try. It was Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe.
Close.
DeVoe?
DeVoe.
Damn it.
That girl is
poison. Mm-hmm. Then you had myself, Joe, taking it all the way back to 1996. Tupac, Dr. Dre, what a banger, California Love.
California, yeah. California, California.
Okay, Porkchop, not that he hates the song, but his boyfriend was adamant that it's going to win if he went with Sierra Goodies. And Liv the Web Girl, I know you like the song. Was there any motivation behind going with ABBA Dancing Queen?
I heard it yesterday, and it's like literally one of my favorite songs of all time. I like to believe I'm a dancing queen. So yeah, it just gets me in a good mood.
Okay. Let's see. Usually we can tell how Porkchop did by his mood. The results are now in.
We are all very, very close.
Ooh.
Last place is 22%. First place is 30%.
Wow.
8% separation between the four of us. Coming in last place with 22% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
Wow! Tupac getting hated on. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
I thought that song would have won.
I did, too. That's why I picked it.
Yeah, good thing I didn't. But 1% behind him.
Oh, no.
With 23% of the vote in third place. Liv the Web Girl.
I knew it.
Now, I'm so surprised that Dancing Queen was not dead last. I thought that would be dead last.
Oh, what? It's such a banger. I love
it. I'm happy that I'm back in my spot of number two.
Yay!
Yay!
We're number two.
Second place with 24% of the vote.
I kind of wanted to be Mackenzie.
It is Mackenzie.
No! Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
And I hope my boyfriend's not listening because he was right. First place with 30% of the vote. I mean, I like it. It's a good song. I didn't think it'd win.
Yes, hostage boy.
I know what he's getting tonight when he gets home. Give me those goodies, Porkchop.
Oh, my gosh.
Just come over here. Let's go. Get naked.
Hey, wait. That's my favorite part of this song right there. You talked over it.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
Redo.
Hold on.
This.
Here we go, Porkchop. You go ahead. You're the DJ. Go.
All right. It's Goodies by Sierra, number one.
Porkchop, I know you want these goodies, but you can't have them.
I think my boyfriend's still sleeping, so I don't think he know that his song won.
And I don't even think you ever say you can't have these goodies.
Oh, he's like, please take my goodies. Somebody, who wants my goodies? Pork Chop's Grindr goodies of the day.
Do you miss Grindr?
No, not really, no.
Really?
I mean, it was fun for a minute, but yeah, it's not a good way to live.
I bet like their activity has dramatically declined on Grindr.
I missed our grinding sound thing too. We don't ever get to play that anymore. It was so fun.
Now Joe's got to pull it up and find it.
See, I think the way Pork Chop was using it and doing it is probably not good for a long period of time.
Liv, please. My parents are listening.
Oh, I say stuff all the time and my parents are listening. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Sorry.
I got to find it. I think I deleted it because Pork Chop got off Grindr. I didn't realize that it was
You want me to sing?
Oh my gosh, Joe, do you think this is the one?
Grinding.
Oh, well, Pork Chop? No, I don't think this will last long, but...
That is so... Dude, he's going to hate you now for that.
You said he doesn't listen.
He's not awake yet.
I mean, he listens to the podcast.
Oh, well, skip past
I
his part.
I thought he used to wake up with you. You guys used to wake up together.
I mean, he woke up and he said...
See, the romance is dying already.
No, he wakes up every morning. He said, drive safe, wear your seatbelt, and I love you and have a great day.
But he used to like wake up and like cook you stuff, too.
Yeah. No,
and he doesn't do that anymore?
No, I mean, I hope he's awake. He's got to be at work at 8.
I need that income, damn it. He better be working.
Yeah. That's why he's keeping him around.
Aww, we love
I'm kidding.
Him.
So
I love
mean.
Him.
I know,
kidding.
I'm just joking. I love him, but that doesn't mean Pork Chop. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I love Hostage
What's your
boy.
Love meter?
Love meter?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What? Because I always ask everyone, like, how in love are you right now?
Wait, like, are you talking? Like, what's
all
a
the
love?
Way.
But what's a
what's
love
an
meter
answer
though?
Supposed to be?
Is it like
some? Not, you're not 100%
like
love
10?
Meter every day with your sweetheart.
Oh, you're definitely
love meter,
not
100%. Love meter.
Is it bad if the love meter goes like below a certain level? Because
yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Negative.
If it hits here, that calls for a divorce. I'm just kidding.
No, well, the reason I bring this up is the fact that like if you're talking about that, like I love my wife Lindsay, but like I this is my opinion.
Uh oh.
Just say it.
I think at times, maybe for a few hours. Our love meter can go into the negative.
In the negative?
But 833-563-2539. Does anybody have a love meter, and how does this thing work out for you?
I mean, yeah. I don't think I have like a love meter where I'm checking in. I'm like, where am I at? Where is my love right now? Where is my love today? Like, I definitely don't do that. But my love for my significant other definitely fluctuates. Like, mm-hmm. when he does something really sweet or he texts me like a sweet message, it definitely like... burst a little bit, but then when he's really making me mad and annoying me and being a little bit of a jerk, then it definitely depletes.
They will say, I've heard the key is you'll fall in and out of love several times within your relationship, but the key is to not fall out of love at the same time.
Oh, that's
interesting.
Happened to me. Well, but that's the key.
Well,
so
yeah,
keep that in mind.
That would make sense, but I mean, so are you guys telling me, except for obviously falling out of love, your guys' is like love meter is always like there?
Yeah.
I mean, it's never probably in the negatives. Here's the thing. I can literally be so mad at my boyfriend. And like we've gotten into probably like 2 or 3 like explosive fights over like 1.5 years of dating. And even when I like hate him, I still love him, and that's like the problem. That's like,
I
you know,
hate
that's
you.
Not the
I
problem,
love
but that's
you.
Why
I hate that. I love
yes,
you.
That, but that's why I haven't, like, that's why we don't break up when we get in these explosive fights, because even when, like, I literally hate him sometimes, like, hate him when we are in a huge fight. We just got into kind of one recently.
Ooh, what was it about? Expose it all.
It was about just, like, him visiting my family with me. Because
oh, okay.
His family lives here. My family lives away. And he's in real estate, which is a lot of weekends. So mm-hmm. he can't always come down.
Yeah.
And it was a weekend where he didn't have work, but he had like a big party with all of his friends going on. So he wanted to stay. He didn't want to miss it. But then I'm like, I don't know. So I was really mad at him. But even when I like hated him during that fight, my love meter didn't drop below, I would say, a 50.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I feel
that's
like
good.
I feel terrible. Like, I don't know if my wife feels this, but
maybe a 40.
I feel like sometimes, like, my love meter and my relationship, and I don't know about my wife's, like, I feel like it's like the stock market. Like it's going good. It's like all time record. Oh, no, we have a crash. They're selling off.
Crashing,
they're selling off.
Crashing. Sell.
Lindsay, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What did you want to say about the love meter?
Yeah. So I think as your relationship grows, I think it's going to go up and down. Just based on, I don't know, the events that are happening during your life. Like, I've been with my fiance, this summer will be 8 years, and we have 2 kids together, and we just recently had one at the end of August, and there were times during, like, right after I had our baby that I wanted to beat him up and stick him in a duffel bag, but, you know,
like
I think your love meter can go up and down, but you just have to communicate when it's down so that you can bring it back up together.
All right. I would not mess with Lindsay because she just said beat him up / kill him. So good luck with that, Lindsay. Thank you for calling. We'll wrap it up with Renee, and you can tweet us, Joe McKenzie. Let us know what you think about this whole love meter. Renee, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's up?
Hi. I was just going to say that the love meter definitely can go down once you start getting into, like, routines. You know, once you start doing the same things every day, it just kind of gets boring and it kind of fades down a little bit. But that's why dates and, like, little vacations are important, to have that quality time together to kind of re-spark what you guys, you know, that excitement and, like, you know, spontaneous, like, hey, let's go, like, do this. And that little bit, you know, can really bring...
No, yeah. That totally makes sense, Renee.
Because
thank
sometimes
you.
You're like two ships passing in the night, and you're like, wow, who are you? I don't even haven't had a real conversation with you all week.
Then it's like, iceberg ahead!
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
What's coming up, McKenzie and the T?
Eddie Murphy got the worst advice ever from another comedian, plus the band locked out their drummer on purpose.
Oh, a pork chop. I can bring this back if you need it.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time, kicking things off with Lizzo, who is joking about her flute, who actually has its own Instagram following.
If I never met Sasha Flute, I'm sure I would have met some other lame flute that's not as cool as Sasha, or maybe a nicer flute. Maybe there's a flute out there that is sweet and kind to me and not an asshole like Sasha and her 300,000 followers.
How does that feel, Porkchop, knowing that a flute has 298,000 more followers than you?
At producer Porkchop, get me there.
Let's work on Joan McKenzie.
Get me there.
That way that thing can stick around so we all have jobs.
You
that
ran
would
into
be amazing.
A man. You asked for it.
I like that she named her flute Sasha. Sasha. Well, this is very cool. So a woman who was recently crowned Miss Utah, USA, her name is Rachel Slauson. She's 25. She says she was actually shocked that she will be the first openly bisexual contestant to compete for Miss USA, the title, in nearly 70 years. Isn't that insane?
No one's
been openly bisexual, but she said there's so much stigma and she's proud to represent. And it's interesting that she's coming from Utah.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's the place where it's the most conservative reserved. You can't do anything.
Interesting. So I think go, girl. I mean, we had our first, there's always like a first someone competing. So I think this is cool. I don't know. Would you feel the need if you were bisexual, though, to make that known in the competition?
I feel like yes, just because, like, you want, it's just never been represented before or like an open thing. And I feel like there's such a like stigma and stereotype kind of pageant girls. And I think that's great that she's kind of breaking it down. And all there's little girls and women across the country that look up to these people. And if they're like, wow, like she's comfortable in front of the entire country to share her sexuality and not be scared and not be like put down by it, then mm-hmm. I think that's really good.
Yeah, I think it's excellent. I'm making strides. Back in 2016, Erin Flaherty was the first open lesbian to compete. So, I mean, I think it's great. We want everybody, right? Absolutely. Moving on to Eddie Murphy. He says he got some really bad advice from Rodney Dangerfield back in the day.
I remember some bad advice I got. I was played the comic strip in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, 18, 17 years old, and Rodney Dangerfield comes in. But I was really like full of myself back then. So I was like, Mr. Dangerfield, after the show, will you watch my set? And he was like, yeah, sure, kid. And back then I was really dirty, and this is 1980, so it's like this kid on stage doing edgy racial stuff. And so afterwards, Dangerfield sees me and he's like, hey, kid, I don't know where you're gonna go with that, you know, with the language and the race stuff. And I was crestfallen. Cut to 2-3 years later, I got on Saturday Night Live and had gotten really successful. And I was at Vegas in the bathroom, and I had a leather suit on, and it was all of that period. And Rodney Dangerfield comes to the urinal right next to me, and I look over, and he looks at me and says, hey, who knew?
He's such a great storyteller. I love Eddie Murphy. And Rodney Dangerfield, if you're not familiar, I mean, Caddyshack, he's a classic. So.
I can't get any respect.
Oh, he was so good. Okay, this is wild. Joey Kramer. He was blocked from joining Aerosmith's Grammy rehearsal. So he's the drummer for Aerosmith. They're rehearsing for the Grammys in LA. And someone had like a hidden camera, so you have to listen pretty closely. But the band told security, don't let him in.
I'm sorry to inform you, we've been fired by the other four members of the band.
I'm sorry,
we're just asking that you not come into the property right now. We've been hired by the other four members of the band to ask that you don't come in today.
Okay.
Does that make sense, sir?
Yeah.
Is that all right? I mean,
Well, you're just doing your job.
Of course. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
I mean, he was so polite about it, but would you want to be part of a band that told security you can't even come in?
Yeah, it's Aerosmith. Let me back in the band.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
So group therapy's next, Mackenzie. What's going on?
Kyle is very upset with his girl, Allison, because she's been lying, breaking her resolution.
Okay, we'll find out what she's been breaking. Everybody seems to be doing that. Next, it's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Group therapy, we try to help you out. If you got something, DM us, Joe and Mackenzie, and we will get you on the phone and then try to get people to help out. Let's say good morning. I believe we got Kyle. Hey, Kyle, you're on Joe and Mackenzie.
Hey, guys, how are y'all?
Good. What can we do? What are you trying to figure out?
Well, look, okay, I'm just, like, fed up, and I just don't know what to do about my girlfriend.
Okay.
So my girlfriend, her name's Allison, and she's just driving me nuts, okay? And I feel crazy for calling a radio station, but, like, I need an unbiased opinion.
Hey, that's what we're here for. Don't feel crazy. We're your friends.
All right. So Allison, my girlfriend, she's been trying to lose weight for years now, right? And so for 2020, she swore off junk food and fast food and all that stuff. And she promised me, and more importantly, like she promised herself a healthy new start.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's only and, January 23rd, so hopefully still doing good.
Well, you know, she's been exercising consistently and, you know, getting more sleep and she's cut out the junk food or so I thought.
Oh.
Yeah. So the other day, I had to go run out to her car to grab a credit card that I left there. And you're not going to believe what I found.
Well, I kind of think I know what you found, if it's with all that.
Another man's
car?
Boxers.
Ooh.
No.
Did you find, like,
that
something
would be worse,
like
but no,
food
it, it was
related?
Wrappers. It was wrappers from McDonald's, from Taco Bell. There was a Wendy's in there. There was a half-eaten Snickers bar in the glove compartment.
Wait, okay. Nobody eats only half a Snickers. I sense a lie. No, okay.
Yeah, so I mean, WTF, right? Like, has she been lying to me the whole time?
Mm.
I mean, like, I was wondering this whole time. Like, I thought I was going crazy because I was wondering why I didn't see a difference, you know. But like, I don't know. I'm really mad about this. Like, do I confront her or how do I confront her? You know, like, instead of exploding at her, like I took pictures of all the evidence.
Well,
Let's take the pork chop. Let's take the pork chop approach here. How do you know she wasn't like maybe driving one of her friends, and her friend had the food? Like, did you see receipts? Check
but why
credit
would
card
you
statements?
Leave? Why would you leave food? Like, if you were in my car, pork chop, and you left food, I'm like, get that stuff out of here. I don't even care if you had like an orange peel. Get that out of here. You don't stuff it underneath my seat or hide it. What are you doing?
Yeah, this is my friend's likely story.
I mean, yeah, she hasn't been letting me have fast food lately because of this. You know.
I can't imagine
we're driving around with her friend doing it.
I feel like she's really cheating herself out of the commitment that she made to herself. And that's going to be worse than the commitment that she made with you or the pact or whatever you guys had.
Yeah.
So you know what to do.
I want to marry her, you know, and I mean, I want her to have my kids and everything. But like the lying is pretty bad, you know, and like she just has such like weak willpower. I just don't know if, like, she's the right girl for me anymore.
Well, I mean, I can't speak for my wife, Lindsay, but, I mean, this almost sounds like a story written about me, but the roles reversed. Just the fact that, I mean, I struggle. I am doing really well, but like I still like make not the healthiest choices. Maybe she in those moments had a moment of weakness and she didn't have anything. So she's like, okay, I'm just gonna eat this. Like, do you know what she ate at McDonald's or what she ate at Taco Bell, these wrappers? I mean, there are healthier options at these restaurants. I know they're not the ideal health food, but do you know the full story?
I mean, I saw the wrappers. There's french fry boxes. There's, you know, burger wrappers. Aww. There's not salad containers.
Has she been really, really strict with her diet? Because I feel like it is such a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. If you really go, okay, I'm only going to have, you know, so many calories and I'm only going to eat broth, then you're going to just binge.
You're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, because you're not allowing yourself any. It's like kind of baby steps, especially if you're kind of used to an unhealthier lifestyle.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, you know, she started this this keto thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's pretty strict.
Okay.
But like, you're not supposed to cheat at all on that, I don't think.
Well, yeah. I mean, any of those, whatever diet you're on, yeah, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to stick to that particular thing.
Your main concern is the lying. So she's been lying to you and like sneaking. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think she looks great. I don't care, you know, whatever. I love her. Like, I do. I'm not trying to, like, you know, fat shame her or something.
All right. Okay. Well, 833-563-2539. Kyle, hang on. We got some people that want to chime in. And I guess try to figure out, should Kyle confront her? Because he took the photos. He has evidence. He has proof. So she can't deny it. But I don't know.
I kind of think he should and see if she lies again. And then you have those photos in your back pocket.
But even if she is lying about that, though, is that the worst kind of a lie?
It's all in the approach. Like, you could be like, hey, babe, look, are you struggling with this? I want to help you. Not just like, oh, I can't believe you. You know, it's all in the approach.
833-563-2539. We're going to talk to you next and try to help out Kyle with group therapy. Doing group therapy this morning. I need therapy with my speech today. I can't talk. Sorry about that. We are Joe and Mackenzie. Group therapy today. We are talking to Kyle, who has a girlfriend for a while now. I mean, there's a chance that, you know, they could eventually have a family one day, get married, engage, kids, all that good stuff. But Mackenzie, he's concerned the fact that she's lying to him.
Right. So apparently, I think we have him on the line. Is Kyle back? But apparently, in a nutshell, she made a news resolution. They made a pact. They're going to get healthy, yada, yada. He went into her car, found a bunch of fast food wrappers that she's been kind of cheating, lying about it. So he's like, hey, this is not cool. She's been cheating and lying. He took snaps of all of the evidence, and he's like, how do I approach her with this?
All right, Kyle, we got some people on the phones for you at 833-563-2539 to give you advice and try to help you out with group therapy. We'll go to Kristen first. Hey, Kristen, you're on with Kyle and the show. What do you think should happen?
Hi, I just think that he needs to figure out, like, what his goal is here. Like, is it to catch her in a lie, or is it to actually help her? Because if she's, like, trying to blame her and tell her she's cheating, well, like, cheating is a real strict word, but I don't know. I think it's hard to go from, you know, eating out and eating junk food to make such a drastic change and start like a keto diet or, you know, one of these really strict diets. It's not realistic.
I mean, what is your goal, Kyle? Kristen brings up a good point.
Yeah, I don't really know. I guess I have to think about that before I act. That's why I called for some advice.
Are you just upset because she's been kind of like, when you wanted to maybe binge or cheat a little bit, and then you've really stuck to it, and you feel like your teammates kind of let you down?
I mean, that's part of it, sure. You know, I mean, the lying is just a rough thing for me, too.
But, I mean, I'm kind of wondering, too, as we try to get you help. If this lying continues and she does that, would that be a thing for you to end the relationship? Because you said you picture, like, a family down the road,
is
a marriage.
Deal breaker?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had some issues with a lot of girlfriends in the past lying about much worse things, and, you know, but it starts somewhere. That's just what I'm worried about.
So this is probably, you know, a like trigger for you because of past relationships. Interesting.
All right, let's go to Anna this morning. Hey, Anna, you're on Joe and Mackenzie for group therapy. What would you like to tell Kyle?
Good morning. I just wanted to tell Kyle that I don't think this is a lie that he should be worried about in terms of, oh, it's going to stem from there and just get out of control. I think if she didn't care about what she was eating, she would have just said, oh, hey, let's just go grab McDonald's. Like, one cheat day won't hurt us. But if she's eating it in her car, she's obviously really ashamed that she's doing it. and doesn't want him to know because she's ashamed. And so I think he just needs to give her some, like, unconditional support. Any change or any attempt at change, I think he just needs to kind of be her cheerleader and support her. And maybe if she's exercising regularly, she's got that down, maybe just tell her, hey, you know, I saw, like, these food wrappers in your car when I went to go get my credit card. Maybe, instead of doing this in secret, let's just scale that back and let's focus on exercising for a couple months and then slowly start to, like, maybe change our diet in a couple months. Because if you're trying to do too much too fast, you're going to, like,
How long? I kind of agree. You support. You try to. If you love the person, you want them to change and all that. How long does Kyle go on with this, though? Because as Mackenzie brought up, lying is an underlying problem with him and past relationships. How long does he support her if he catches this again in a month or two? Does he keep on just supporting her?
Well, I think he should address it and say, I saw these. Like, I don't want you to, like, lie or keep this from me. So let's just not even focus on the diet yet. Let's just get the exercise piece down. Let's be physically active together, and then we'll start the food piece. And then, you know, if she can't do it, maybe seek help. I don't, like, wait for women is such a sensitive,
it is
hard emotional thing. I don't think just because she can't do it, that doesn't mean she's a liar and a bad girlfriend and she's going to lie to him about other things. I think it just means she's going to need maybe professional help, maybe a health coach, maybe.
That's actually a really good idea. And I, as a guy, even, I know, like, I can't speak for every man, but it is, though. I know more than anybody. I got to lose weight. I'm killing myself. I know how I physically feel, but it is hard, just like any other addiction. It's like, crap, I know this stuff's bad for you, but people still do it just because you have these urges.
Well, that's the big difference in life. It's what you know versus what you do. You know what to do to get healthy. It's just the question is, are you going to do it?
I've lost weight eating McDonald's before. If you get the grilled chicken and the small fries and the iced tea or lemonade.
We're not
behind. Okay, I'm not saying, but I'm just saying also, Porkchop, you've also gained weight back that you have lost.
When I start eating other crazy things, but when I was eating like the grilled ranch snack wrap or grilled chicken.
Right, I mean, there are healthy options at every place, but also, Porkchop, I don't think you should be giving out diet advice.
I'm doing the McDonald's
diet.
No, he
had a great point. And you can let us know what you think. You can tweet us, Joe and Mackenzie. And that's anything in moderation. No, of course, anything, if you have too much of it, can be bad for you. And there's always a healthier option than not. But he made the healthiest choice available at that place. And it worked because he did drop some LBs.
You can lose weight if just eating candy all day. But that's crap for your health. Like, I know a guy who lost 50 pounds. He ate salad and popcorn. That was his diet. Like, his hair was crappy, skin. But, I mean, yeah, he lost LBs. But it's like, no, that's not the... if you just want to drop weight, yeah. But if you actually want to get healthy, glowing energy, you have to do a healthy lifestyle. Thank you, Liv. Liv is clapping.
That is group therapy on Joe and Mackenzie.
This is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
All right, Mackenzie, I don't know if you're going to be able to talk about it or not, but... You said you had something happen to you as a kid that pretty much traumatized you.
Speaking of candy, yes, Junior Mints did me dirty.
What traumatized you as a kid? We'll hear Mackenzie's story here and see if anybody else can relate. 833-563-2539. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Joe and Mackenzie, we're getting deep right now because... From what I've heard, Mackenzie has some childhood trauma. What are we working through this morning?
Okay, so back in the day, I went to go see, when I was a kid, Mighty Ducks. So this sparked a memory for me because Liv brought up she was binge-watching Mighty Ducks. So she was going to watch Mighty Ducks 3 with Emilio Estevez, right? Is he in the third one?
Yes, he is in the third one. Oh, he's in all three.
Oh, yeah.
He's the main star.
Yes, honey. So I just remember when I was watching, so I went, and it was like all my friends with the movie theater, and I had on white jean shorts, a cute little outfit. So I got Junior Mints going in. I chose that over popcorn. So we're watching the movie, eating my candy. I noticed, like, wow, I feel like there's not many Junior Mints in here. Whatever, didn't think much of it. After the movie, get up, and, like, everyone's going to go hang out at someone's house. I get up, and people start laughing and, like, pointing at me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is going on? The Junior Mints had fallen out of the bottom of the box onto my seat, smeared the back of my white jean shorts to look probably like doo-doo. And I was in the midst of, like, all my schoolmates looking like I pooped my pants. I started bawling. Can you imagine? It's like a little girl.
Wait, didn't that happen last week in studio? Are you sure those were Junior Mints?
Oh,
did so to you, this day, I like cannot ever have junior mints.
How did you like turn that around? Like, do people call you like poo girl?
Hey, poopy
like,
pants.
How do you come back from
I
that?
I mean, it was chocolate. It was a junior mints. No, I mean, I didn't. What else can you do? I was like sad. I had called my mom to come pick me up and I was like crying.
I have a story that is like very similar to this. It also involves candy. So when I was in seventh grade, I was, you know, 13 years old. I was going through puberty, becoming a woman, and Mother Nature decided to knock on the door one day during history class. I had no idea. I stand up. I'm switching halls, switching class. People start calling me Big Red.
Oh, my God.
And I have no idea why. And then finally someone tells me
mortifying.
And I like run to the bathroom and I was crying. And these eighth grade girls were like making me feel better. My mom had to come bring me a new pair of khakis. I was like, Mom, no, I want to transfer schools. And
it's so bad.
All the eighth grade boys who I was neighbors with, like all of them. So I was like a little sister to them. They called me Big Red for like 4 years after that.
It is traumatizing. As a girl, and girls are so mean. Little girls can be so mean to other girls. Yeah,
it was more. Luckily, none of the girls were really that harsh.
It
was mostly just the boys, but I've never been able to eat Big Red gum ever since then because I'm so scarred.
Right. Traumatized.
Thanks, Big Red. 833-563-2539. We'll get to your calls in just 1 second. For me, anybody ever watch The Addams Family?
Yeah.
Okay, I've actually had this twofold. This ruined my life. But as far as childhood trauma, I got a haircut, and it's kind of the more modern version of the Addams Family with Pugsley Addams. And my mom, I swear to God, sent me to school in a horizontally black and white striped shirt.
Oh,
and I was
actually,
fat and pudgy.
That looks like it could be your son.
Stop it! I don't want a Pugsley Addams son. I don't want it. That's why I don't want to have kids, because they're going to look disgusting. And now, as an adult, as a bald man, I'm a slightly larger version. I get Uncle Fester all the time because I'm bald without a beard. Oh, my gosh. The Addams Family is a really, really bad thing for me. Gotta be honest, I'm not a fan of
Pugsley's
it.
Pugsley's cute. He's got those cheeks.
Yeah, because all the girls he has in the Addams Family movies. Yeah, always running around Pugsley. Let's go to Hunter this morning, 833-563-2539. Hey, Hunter, what was the trauma that you had as a kid? What happened?
Hey, so my sister, when we were little, she would like sleep on my floor in my room sometimes. And she had a friend over, and we were just hanging out and stuff, and we end up going to sleep. Well, I didn't know that before we went to sleep, they had a whole box of like peppermint Oreos, and I wake up to my sister throwing up in my vent.
Oh,
and my room smelled like vomit peppermint Oreos. Like,
brand new from Oreo this holiday season. Wow. Hunter, thanks for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Well, the one and only producer Porkchop told us something yesterday that's quite disturbing, and it involves, I believe, his new haircut, which your haircut looks amazing.
It does.
But how it went down is kind of disturbing to me. Do you care to share that?
I guess not.
Okay, wait till you hear what Porkchop did with his whole haircut. I wonder if anybody else does this. I want to throw it out there. I consider myself to be kind of a free spirit. Like, there's not a lot that embarrasses me and I would have a problem doing. But what Porkchop and his man did, wow, I just don't have the courage for that. Maybe you do. Kind of interested. 833-563-2539. If you do anything similar to what Porkchop and his boyfriend did yesterday. Now, it involves your haircut, which looks good. You got a good looking style right there.
Thank you very much.
But explain to everybody what you told us off air about how you got that haircut.
Yeah, so plain and simple. I was just getting my haircut yesterday, and I was sitting on the toilet in the bathroom, and I was naked.
Yeah, so this went down. He was like, Hostage Boy's going to cut my hair tomorrow. I was like, oh, fun. So this is yesterday. And he's like, yeah, I mean, we usually do it naked. And
yeah.
I was like, what?
Because.
And it makes sense, your explanation.
When you get your hair cut, you know, the tiny little shavings of hair falls off, and they could get in your clothes, and you start to itch. But if you just get your hair cut while naked, then you can just shower off quickly right after.
It was just funny because it was like kind of a sensual, like cool thing. He's like, my man's going to give me a haircut. But then he's like, yeah, we're naked. I'm sitting on the toilet.
Hold on. I still don't get you being naked.
Who, me or him? Or
you,
both?
You.
Wait, he's naked too?
That's yes. my point. Why Wait. The hell is he naked?
Wait, I didn't know that part.
Unless he's working with, like, you know, like a thimble, it's probably going to be poking into you, you know, while you're trying to sit there.
Not even that part, but why is he naked too? Just for fun?
The same reason the hair falls on you.
It does so not.
So you're saying that barbers across the nation, across the world, should be naked every time they cut someone's hair, like people do without stripping down.
Oh, hell no, I am not saying that.
But then, like, why is that
you're
necessary that you guys are both
people.
Naked?
You're the only people.
So when you're like, it's time for a haircut, everybody's like, strip.
Yeah, I mean, it's just easier.
So, you know what time it is. Naked time.
So do you guys make this into, like, kind of, you know, sexual thing?
No, not at all.
Like, oh, it looks like you need a haircut.
Nope.
You guys don't turn this into any sort of, like, foreplay or anything like that.
Does this not seem like the beginning of, like, an adult movie?
Yes, it does.
It's just a haircut, literally.
But why are you guys both naked? That's so weird. Like, not do you guys have boxers on or boxers off?
Off.
Weird. I can't
like,
get...
Right? Like, you don't shower together afterwards? Do you?
Here's what happened.
Do you shower
right
together after?
He showered first. I cleaned up the hair. Then I showered. He went to bed. Then I played Call of Duty. Like, it's not that
you
big of a deal.
You guys both got... But... I just
833-563-2539. Two questions I can think of, and we could all throw them out there. One, does anybody else do what Pork Chop does where they cut their hair naked? But in general, is there something you're doing nude? Like, what's like, oh, well, usually I'll do this. My recommendation, I wasn't nude, but I was shirtless, but I was cooking the other day. Ooh, grease, there's burn marks on my belly. Don't do that.
That just seems unsanitary. Just cook with your shirt off?
Well, I mean, hey, it's my food. I don't mind. I'm not prepared for you. I mean, you come over maybe for like a grill out this summer. You might see a little something.
There's definitely sweat dripping into that.
It's called seasoning, okay? It's Joe and McKenzie, 833-563-2539. Chops, I don't understand why you're defending this and not realizing how weird and creepy it is. If you're just tuning in to Joe and McKenzie, you can call in at 833-563-2539. Producer Pork Chop got a new haircut, looking good. His boyfriend, Hostage Boy, did an awesome job. But we found out, McKenzie, not only was Pork Chop nude when this is going on, his man was nude doing the haircutting, which makes no sense.
I'm just picturing this scenario of him, Chops naked on the toilet.
Don't picture it.
and then Hostage Boy cutting his hair. Was Hostage Boy wearing his bandana? Is he like nude?
Oh, you know, that's all he had on his bandana, right?
No, there's nothing. It's easy. I don't understand what you guys think it's weird or what you don't get about it.
We get you being naked so you can just pop in the shower with the hair, but like the fact he's naked.
Like, why does he have to be naked? I don't understand.
He gets hair on him too.
Like, what is he using, a weed whacker to cut your hair?
Yeah, hair falls down. Dude, like, he's standing above you.
No, somehow there was hair at the front entrance of the bathroom, and, like, we were all the way by the toilet. Like, there's hair all over the floor.
That might have been your hair falling out.
That just happens. That's not,
what
like,
is
weird.
This technique?
Watch, when you get a haircut, go to the freaking haircut place. You'll see there's hair everywhere.
I mean, no, really just around me.
I mean, yeah, but there's like a strong wind blowing in, maybe. I don't know. Somebody has a fan on.
I feel like when I get my haircut, it's usually just a little round circle around me.
Yeah, it's like exactly. Right there. Pork Chop has an extreme haircut.
What is going on?
Elizabeth, help us out here. You're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you think about this?
Hi, good morning, guys. I called in because I said it's not super weird. My fiance makes me shave the back of his neck before he gets in the shower because then he says he can just rinse it off. But I will say, disclaimer, I'm a female, but I am not naked as well. Just him.
Don't get me wrong.
I mean, he would like it probably if you
were. Yeah, when I was a guy that actually had hair and I went to like a hairstylist or whatever you call, ooh, she had some boobs and I wouldn't mind now. But my barber now, I don't want that dude naked. He's the size of me. That's just made me sick to my stomach. Elizabeth, yep. God bless you for getting that back and neck hair. You're an amazing woman. Let's say hey to Ray. Ray, are you doing some stuff nude?
Yes, everything.
What?
Yeah, cooking, cleaning. I've done the haircut, too.
Wow, so tell us about your nude cleaning.
We do everything together, cleaning, nude, everything.
Like wait, vacuuming?
Who's everybody? What do you mean, you and who?
My husband and I both. He does the cleaning with me.
And you're nude, like, with the Swifter?
Yes.
Getting all those hard-to-reach places?
Yeah, we do lots of, I mean, it's when the kids aren't home, it's like free. We feel so free.
Yeah, and once again, cool. I'm not a prude. I'm not against people being nude. That's totally fine. I just, like, do you guys do, like, lawn care? Are you out in your backyard gardening, like, all naked?
I really wish we could, but, you know, it's an apartment complex, so we can't do that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gee, I bet your neighbors love you. So you guys, like, empty the trash cans nude?
Wow.
That's awesome. You guys should start your own service. I mean, that would be a hot commodity.
I'm sure Porkchop and his boyfriend would hire you. Hey, Ray, thanks for calling. I can just imagine Ray out there with her husband. All right, I'm gonna have to cut the grass. Why don't you do some weed whacker real quick? Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's looking good. Looking real good. Oh, Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes, the day of love.
For most, some hate it and they wish it'd be over and they drown their tears in a bowl of ice cream. But for the rest of us that are in love or have a significant other, an interesting question is to be raised. Guys, obviously, I think are traditionally expected with norms here to get the lady or their significant other a gift for Valentine's Day. Whether it's super fancy, whether it's just a nice handwritten card, that's expected. But the question we ask is this, and it's kind of multiple parts here at 833-563-2539. Should the ladies get the dudes a Valentine's Day gift?
And if that's the case, what exactly do you want? Because guys are tough. What do you really get a man for now, Valentine's Day? And does he expect or even want a gift?
I can't speak for every guy. And I'm being 100% serious on this one, so don't say I'm whatever. I know a lot of women don't like giving a dude a special kiss, but I'll tell you right now, that is the greatest gift a man could ask for. I'm serious. If my wife could give me that over anything else, I would be the happiest man on earth.
You should see Liv's face right now.
Pork chop.
She's dying.
You're bi, but obviously you got a boyfriend right now. Like I said, I can't speak for everybody. But of all the gifts that your hostage boy could get you, would a special kiss be the number one thing you'd want this Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I like Hershey Kisses.
Okay.
Oh, and the white chocolate ones, those are good.
Okay.
Right, Hershey Kisses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, don't worry, Lindsay. I'm not asking you to go near my Hershey. I'm so asking for the other thing.
When we're talking about actual tangible like presents or gifts, what would be something that you could...
Or do you think anything? Do you think anything, Joe?
Me personally, I don't expect anything from my wife.
Has she ever gotten you anything for Valentine's Day?
Oh, God, thanks. Now I have to remember what she's gotten me in the past, which I know she has, but I don't remember it.
Well, while you're thinking, my boyfriend got me this little book thing yesterday. It's called
it's so cute.
I forget what it's called.
We both are sucking. Thanks, yeah. Mackenzie. We look like terrible men.
It was what I'm into yesterday. It's like lovebookonline.com.
And it's 40 pages. And it was like what? Like you said, like around $60 or so?
Yeah, no, less. It was like $40. And it was 40 pages of like 40 reasons why he loves me. And it's like he made it. It's like a cartoon character thing, and you can actually order the book.
That's so thoughtful.
It is so thoughtful, but like I really want to know because me and my boyfriend have been dating. This is our second Valentine's Day together. Last year, I was really, really pinched for money. So he was like, don't worry about it. But he knows I'm doing a lot better with money now. So like, do I get him something? Yes or no? What do I get him? If I got him what Porkchop's boyfriend got Porkchop, he would laugh. He would be like, what? Like, he just would, that is just not his jam.
It's not his
vibe. He doesn't want to hear 40 reasons why I love him. Like, he knows I love him, and that's like that. Like, he just does not care about that kind of stuff. So, like, what is too much? What's too little? Like, am I expected to get something for him?
Yeah,
I just have no idea.
Like a Kuna pair of kicks. Is that like thoughtless or
right.
Is it like what you guys actually want?
Right.
Okay. Once again, this last time I'm saying it, that it's not a physical gift. Well, it is technically physical. That's all guys want.
Oh my gosh. Joe is like, you're really sticking to this.
If my boyfriend's listening, I want NHL 20 for Xbox One.
Well, he already got you a present. He made you the book.
Right.
Yeah, doesn't that suck? See? I want a book.
See, Porkchop doesn't even like it.
Hey, I got you something to read.
On this 40-page book, and you're like, I just want a game.
Taz.
Oh, my God.
You're on Joe McKenzie. What's up?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, you know how women have me time? Well, my husband has me time with guys. with me and the kids. I have a special needs children, so we all get together and we put football game on him, and he dresses in his robe. He got his nails done, his toes done.
Nice.
He goes shopping. I mean, he loves it. He said it's just the love and the thought of Valentine's Day, not like the gifts. It's just what he does. So it's his day.
What about you, though, girl? Does he reciprocate that back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Oh, good. Okay.
Me a hotel with the jacuzzi and watch the kids while I have me time.
That's
so
excellent.
I mean, you know, it's fun. I mean, he loves it. He just, it's hard because it is hard to shop for men, and you don't want to keep giving them the same thing. But he was, you know, just him not doing nothing for the day, no working, no nothing.
Just some straight up relaxation. That's what we're talking about. Thanks, Taz. I mean, oh, look, another pair of socks. Thanks, honey.
Right.
So I asked my coworker this at Cycle Bar, and she said that she is getting her boyfriend a mug that has Baby Yoda on it, and it says, like, Yoda one for me. Like Yoda one for me.
So a
because
coffee
they
mug.
They were really into The Mandalorian, so it's like a cute kind of inside joke. But like I can't think of any inside jokes with my significant other. She also bought lingerie for the night, which like lingerie can be so expensive.
And that's like a special treat, unless you wear it every night. But,
like, but
something special.
Right. But I feel like he like
Wait,
I
is he
going
to wear the lingerie that night? I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like he's going to be like,
here,
is this a gift
on.
For you or is it a gift for me, you know?
Ooh, it is silky.
I will never forget. This is probably like TMI.
Please, TMI it up.
So one Valentine's Day, because, well, I was with my ex forever, like forever. So you can imagine how many Valentine's Days we had. We actually happened to get married on Valentine's Day. But one time I was like, you know when the Pussycat Dolls were like all the rage? So
yes.
I was like, I'm going to get the whole getup. I went balls to the wall, like whole outfit, stilettos. I choreographed a dance. Like it was so hot and sexy. But this is a funny thing that So I'm like whipping my hair around. And I mean, I'm like, I've got this whole thing down. I mean, I have like the strap, the thigh. I mean, I went really, really hardcore with this. Then I'm doing my finishing move and my stiletto nails into his foot because he's sitting in a chair.
Oh, God, Mackenzie.
I was giving him a chair dance and he started bleeding.
What?
Because it went right into his foot. I was like, oh, go on. He's like, no, keep going. Keep going.
God, way to play through the pain, dude.
He was just like, no, keep going.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Wow. See, guys will put up with anything as long as it feels good. Coming up, we've got your dummy of the day. It's always fun to name your Wi-Fi, FBI surveillance fan one.
Yeah.
But if you're getting on a plane, you probably don't want to make everybody think there's a bomb on board. I'll explain what this dummy did coming up.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I don't want to give out my exact Wi-Fi password right now because, well, like my network, because then people might walk by and know where I live. But we've all done dumb things. We're like, I'm going to name this one Two Girls, One Router. No, anybody? No? No, or Two Fly for a Wi-Fi? Okay, tough crowd over here. Tough crowd today for the dummy. My point being is this. That's cute. That's fun. Sometimes people do like FBI surveillance fan.
Mine is McSomething.
Oh, see? Yeah. Nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to do it because then it connects. Yeah. Pork Chops is like chop pork. Like, oh, they'll never know it's me.
Right, but mine is something fun. I like to have something a little, you know, gamey.
Is it scary, though? Like, could it cause people to panic if they saw it?
No.
Okay. Well, a passenger had a Wi-Fi hotspot so they could get Wi-Fi anywhere, and it was called mobile detonation device.
Stop.
That, even if I lived in a neighborhood, would not be that funny. But on an airplane, I would poop my pants. The crew notified the captain, hey, we have a hotspot called mobile detonation device. At least it's showing up in our system. The captain went over the intercom of the speakers and said, hey, this flight's not leaving until we find the source of this. So can somebody just tell us what it is? you know, so we can check it and verify it. Well, nobody stepped forward. They could not find the device. So all the people on the plane had to deboard. I would be pissed.
Yes.
Yeah, and they ended up eventually clearing the plane after they went through and checked it out with like FBI and bomb sniffing dogs. But nobody wanted to fly in the plane.
Well, no, I wouldn't either. No way.
Oh, I would have. Like, if first class was available, like, if everybody got off, I'm like, I'll stick with it.
No
way. Well, hey, that's just me. That's your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com. Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I got this list. I don't know if it's official. I know if you're listening right now and you're out busting your butt working hard and you have a dangerous job, you know you do. And I would love to hear from Joe McKenzie listeners if you got a job that's dangerous. Like, I don't know if it's on the list. I haven't went through the whole thing, but I assume being a police officer or a firefighter,
of course,
that's got to be a dangerous job, always putting your life on the line.
And of course, our servicemen and women, thank you so much for what you do on the daily. I mean, if we mess up, wrong thing plays, the song goes berserk. But I mean, if you mess up, right.
Not a big deal when we do it, of course. Okay, so I'm going to go through here with McKenzie, Liv, and Porkchop, and you could play along too. And also, maybe when we get to the end of this, we could get some calls. That would be my goal, to hear from people. If you got a dangerous job, I want to know what you do. I don't care what you make, but this is going to go over dangerous jobs and how much they pay. Now, I got the top 10, and I'll go kind of down the line here. McKenzie, can you guess, in the U.S., in America, what you think, bless you, might be one of the most dangerous jobs that there is out there? Any kind of job that somebody would do. Yep. And I'll see if it makes this list, because there's the top 10. There's a lot of dangerous jobs, though.
Can I say one that we've already mentioned?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would say firefighter.
Let's see on here. Actually, no. Firefighter, police officer, neither one are on this top 10 most dangerous jobs.
I feel like it has to be something that involves a lot of life, like in one place. Like, for instance, if you're the pilot of an airplane, you're responsible for like 200 lives. So that's important. Oh, air traffic controller.
But my thing is, though, they're saying dangerous. Like, these are the chances of you actually dying on the job.
Oh.
Like, so yeah, like air traffic controllers, you're not dying. And actually, as much as I'm afraid of a plane crash, you're more likely to die in a car accident than have your plane go down.
Tightrope walker.
Oh, number one. No, not on there. All right, Liv the Web Girl, do you have a guess? Most dangerous jobs in America.
I would probably say a construction worker, because I feel like there's a lot of accidents that happen with construction work.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liv the Web Girl with the number 9 one. The fatal injury rate are 21 per 100,000 workers. And the average wage for that job where you possibly are dying is $65,000 a year. Okay, so that's kind of one idea. And I'm actually going to lump that in there too with like an iron worker, like a structural person that does all the welding, and you're up there in those big high areas. That's also on there. So now that Liv kind of got the ball rolling, does that kind of get your brain flowing? Maybe you have an idea of one of these dangerous jobs in America?
My uncle is a welder. Is he? Very dangerous.
Ooh. Maybe what's the person that helps the kids cross the road? Like a crossing guard.
Oh, I was thinking driving instructor. Because can you imagine being in the car with those teenagers that don't know what they're doing?
No, it's just not that. And actually, I was looking at here. You guys were right earlier. I didn't see it at first. An airline pilot or like a flight engineer. I guess it is there. The fatal rate, because there's so little of them. You know what I mean? Think about it. The grand scheme, there's not a billion pilots. There's about 59 accidents, like deaths per 100,000 workers. Oh, and they make bank, 115 the average money. Maybe a pilot. That'd be dope.
How about people that, window washers?
Yeah, because you're up. Remember when we always used to see the window washers? We used to work at a high rise, and all of a sudden we just see a string and then like a guy out the window. It was so wild.
Yeah. There's like a children's hospital in Cincinnati where I'm from that people travel all over the country to come to, and they dress up like superheroes when they're washing the windows.
My sister
works. The cutest thing.
Yeah.
Good guess.
Aww.
Maybe I can just give them to you guys, because I don't know if you'll be able to guess them or not.
Okay.
You want me to just tell you? Okay.
Yes.
Number 10 was landscaping, lawn service, and groundskeeping.
What?
They say 20 people out of 100,000 are fatally injured. I mean, you hear accidents like, oh, hey, somebody cut their foot off with a lawnmower or something, but
dang.
I guess that's a dangerous job, and that only pays $48,000 a year. And the reason I say only, it's like, if you get a high risk of dying at your job, I want a lot of money. Please.
You should be compensated for it.
Yeah. As we already went over, construction trades, iron workers, steel workers. One big thing I didn't even think of, and yeah, these are where injuries happen.
Coal miners.
Farmers.
Oh.
farmers and ranchers, anybody with agriculture, that is a dangerous job. It's a and it doesn't even really pay that much, like $67,000 for what you're putting your life at risk for. I mean, that's a great income, but man, that's a lot of death.
There's more deaths by cows than I think cars. I think I read that somewhere. Like cows, when they're running straight towards you, they can be really dangerous and they can jump over a car.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
No way. I know there's that one thing where the cow jumped over the moon, but that was a book.
No, cows can jump over cars. My best friend, Brooke, her brother works in the agricultural department in a college in Kentucky, and they like have to be very careful with the cow sometimes. And one time he, his coworker accidentally let a cow out and it was running on campus all over the place, and they had to tranquilize it with like three tranquilizers.
Oh, that is crazy. And the last few on here, which makes sense. I get mad respect if you're doing this job today. Roofers.
Oh,
imagine how many people fall off the roof, or you got Pork Chop over there with a nail gun pretending to go play Call of Duty and then he shoots you with it.
How much do roofers make?
It says in here the average is only $40,000 a year. I mean, if you own the company, you might, but if you're not, you're doing a lot of labor and you're probably not getting paid a ton of money for all the great work you
do.
And
these are all obviously based where?
In America. Oh, well, it's throughout the country on average.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody needs roofs. And the final ones on here was logging, like loggers, lumberjacks. I mean, think about that. One of those lumber, like pieces of lumber comes down and gets you, you're done, man. It's like a Final Destination movie.
Such a manly job. Well, lumberjack.
See, I like to pass as like a retired lumberjack, so I try to keep
the... You've got the look.
Try to
keep
it going.
You've got the beard.
Thank you. I also double as Santa at the malls on the holiday season. So much to do, so little time. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, 100.9. We got Jules coming in. She's got some cool prizes you can win today if you can tell her what's in her lunchbox just after 12 o'clock today. So hang out for that. McKenzie, what do you got going on for the rest of your Thursday?
I'm going to see Tyler, my trainer at Fit Flex Fly F3, get a good workout in. I'm excited because it's like my first workout since I suffered a little food poisoning, so I need to get my strength back. That's going to be awesome. And then I'm going to pick up my little girl, Lucy. We're having dinner with Keeks tonight, my mom, so that'll be fun. We're trying out a new restaurant downtown Carmel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And it should be a lot of fun. What about you guys?
I am going to be hanging out with my little bro, Michael, today. I got to work out around 1, then right around 4 o'clock, I'm going to pick him up after school. And we've done a bunch of things. I was talking to Liv about this for ideas, and we've done go-kart, we've done top golf, we've done laser tag, and they're all fun things, and we played video games. I want to do more, and the goal is to teach him things, too, not just to play games, but, I mean, it's fun to do that. But it also was his birthday last week, and we haven't hung out in about a month, so maybe we do just kind of do a bro thing and get some Texas Roadhouse, that's his favorite, and play some games. I don't know. If you got any suggestions, could you DM either me, it's Joe Pesh Radio, or the show, it's Joe and McKenzie. Like, anything you think would be fun to take a 12-year-old out and do?
I just think it's so cool. I love your relationship with him. That's awesome that you guys have that special connection.
It's great, and there's like 900 kids in Indy, boys and girls, that still need like mentors. If you got any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. It's easy.
Does it make you want to have a son of your own?
Oh, totally.
Yeah?
Totally. But I want to be like split custody, so I only have to see my kid like once a month. No, I'm kidding. No, it really does.
Maybe you're not ready.
No, I dream of one day being a father, and it is so cool to see this kid grow up in front of my eyes. So definitely to answer your question. Chopsy Chops, what do you got going on today for your Thursday?
Well, it is Thursday.
Whoa.
That means Family Feud Trivia at the Britain Tavern in Fishers. Be there at 7:30. Be fair or be square. Is that the saying?
Hey, you killed it last time, right?
Yeah, last week I tied for second, but after the tiebreaker ended up getting third. And like my whole team wasn't even there. It was just me and my boyfriend. So hopefully with the whole team there, we can get first place tonight.
Okay, Liv the Web Girl, what's your Thursday shaping up to be like?
I have 2 cycle bar classes back to back, so I really just need to get home, get my playlist set, which will probably take like an hour, eat something, try to close my eyes for a little bit before I have to head over because it's going to be an exhausting one.
Okay, well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So, for myself, Joe, McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.